Hi, Matt. Welcome to KCSN. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. Thanks for coming up and dropping by. Matt Nathanson with us, of course, the architect of many, many songs, you know, like the 2 million selling Come On, Get Higher and Car Crash. And of course, the song Faster, which you've heard many times here on KCSN from his most recent CD, Modern Love. And Matt, you were just here in town a few months ago. You played the Wiltern, and now you're back in town for a couple of area shows this week. Now, one you just did with Kelly Clarkson a few nights ago. And this is kind of interesting. I want to ask you about this because you're sort of going back and forth between opening for her some shows and doing your own headlining shows on other nights. That's got to be a sort of a strange difference for you. Do you approach the different shows differently?
Oh, yeah. It's like opening for her is a bit like hitting someone over the head and trying to drag them back to your cave.
Just a bit
yeah,
like that.
It's, like, it's war. You know what I'm saying? These people don't know who you are, really. Or maybe they know you from a song. And so you go out and you try and just, like, win. You're just trying to essentially scoop them up and take them with you. And then when we headline, which we've been doing in between her dates, it's like a vacation. You know, you can go out and do subtle things and play real slow songs or play acoustic, and the crowd kind of hangs on every, you know, because they've been around.
They're coming to see so they know what they're looking forward to.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Kelly doesn't appreciate it too much if you take her audience and scoop them up and take them with you.
She understands. She understands the role of the opening act. We're kind of like fluffer / thief.
Did he say fluffer on the radio? I think you can get away with that. We're 88.5 KCSN. We're talking to Matt Nathanson. Let's listen to one of his songs now. Here's one you've heard plenty of times on KCSN. This is Faster.
You're so delicious, you're so soft, sweet on the tip of my tongue, you taste like sunlight, and strawberry bubble gum. Disaster, 'cause you make my heart beat.
always afraid I'm going to get caught by the end of that song, but so far, so good. That is Faster on 88.5 KCSN, Matt Nathanson. And Matt is in the studios with us here. Matt, your new album, Modern Love, you've described as a collection of short stories about love, about faith in others, and the loss of faith in others. And I'm wondering, is that a theme that you sort of set out with the intention of writing about, or did you sort of recognize after the fact that, oh, I see there's a theme here?
About halfway through the writing of this record, I got it that the songs were influenced by, all my friends were having these upheavals in their lives, or milestones, some upheaval, some incredible, you know, people having kids, people getting divorced, people having affairs. And they were all hitting this sort of age where I was like, oh, this is wild. There's huge plate tectonic shifts going on. It was like Pangea of humans. And so, you know, the songs just sort of started to be the way I saw those experiences happening and how people were dealing with in a time where, you know, Facebook and there's so much, we're on fast forward as a culture, you know, and so I was trying to figure out where the heart and guts and soul of it all, how it can exist now in a time where we're so superficial, kind of skating the surface.
Yeah, that's an interesting theme to be tackling.
Yeah, human collision, that's what
human
I thought.
Human collision. And musically, are you one of these artists that allows other music to sort of creep in and influence and inspire you while you're writing, or you try to keep it all away?
No, I'm a nerd for music, so I can't go 10 minutes without processing and digesting something.
Was there anything specific that was rolling around in your brain a lot at that time?
Yeah, I'd been listening to a ton of 80s new wave kind of pop. So strange, like an alternative, like Echo and the Bunnymen, Tears for Fears, The Cure, the sort of idea that like there was, the production was something effective. Do you know what I mean? Back in the day, those songs, still now, even when you hear them now, they feel like they've been beamed in from Mars. You know, when you hear I'll Stop the World and Melt with You, you know, Modern English.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like it does sound like still a future. It's like beckoning, you know, the future.
Right. We haven't quite gotten to where that sound is relevant yet.
Yeah. And so I kind of like the idea of the studio as an instrument and the studio as a tool to kind of make the production be more than just, oh, hey, we're capturing this band playing live, you know.
Well, the music you just mentioned, we play a lot of here on KCSN, so that'll ring true with people listening now. In fact, we are listening to a conversation with Matt Nathanson here on 88.5 KCSN. Matt is in town this week. He played a show earlier this week opening for Kelly Clarkson, and later tonight he'll be down in Anaheim to play his own headlining show at the House of Blues. Now, Matt, on your Modern Love album, you have a song that you co-wrote and performed as a duet with, you co-wrote with Sugarland and then performed as a duet with Jennifer Nettles of Sugarland. I know you've performed this live with them in the past, and recently you did it live on Dancing with the Stars. And I was watching a video of this, and I could not help but be sort of taken by the fact that here you are, singing the opening line of this song, I Want to Watch You Undress, while you're staring right in Jennifer Nettles' eyes. And I'm thinking, how awkward, and how do you keep a straight face when you're doing that live on TV like that?
Oh, man, because singing I Want to Watch You Undress to a woman is one of the greatest. That I got to tell you, I take that deadly seriously. That's good stuff. That's one of the highlights of my job right there. To me, that song is very intimate, you know, and so it's weird to sing it on television in front of folks, but it is really just Jennifer and I kind of connecting. So it's great because I've known her for a while and she's one of my dearest friends. And so to get up there and kind of sing this extension, you know, it's sexy, but it's about connection. You know, again, it's about human beings coming together and the sort of the ugly, amazing things that come up when people, you know, this, when they collide, you know, they slam together essentially. And so it's this. So for me, that song is just a really, every time I get to sing it with Jennifer, I feel that it's a great way to connect with her. And so for me, I'm pretty lost in that moment, you know.
we're listening to, or we're talking with Matt Nathanson on 88.5 KCSN about the song Run from his Modern Love album. Let's listen to that one right now on KCSN.
I want to watch you undress. I want to watch you glow. Let your hair down all around and cover us both. You come in waves. We crash and we roll. You surround me, pull me, drown me, then swallow me whole. You turn, 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 turning me on like a slow fireburn. I know that it's wrong, still I run, 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 run right into you. Yeah, run, 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 run right into you.
KCS, and that is Run. It's on Matt Nathanson's Modern Love album. It's a co-write with Sugar Land and a duet right there with Jennifer Nettles and Matt, and Run on 88.5 KCSN. Now, Matt, this is going to be a slightly left turn here in the conversation, but...
Boxer briefs.
I'm not telling. Oh, you mean was I going to ask you that? Yeah. No. If you were a tree, what? No. I've been hearing about these recently about these TED conferences, these TED Talks.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason that I heard about them just recently is that a couple of our KCSN DJs actually were involved as speakers at one in Thousand Oaks this past weekend, Nick Harcourt and Wendy Liebman, who are both on the air here on KCSN. And I understand, did you already do it? Or are you about to do it? Have it, do your own talk at one of these?
Yeah, I did one for like a sub. It was like a TED subgenre, but it was great. We talked. It was creativity and the creative process for Chicago Ideas Week, and it was incredible.
Yeah,
it was surreal to. I was surrounded by incredible people. Like the woman who runs the Steppenwolf, you know, play house, and this person that does an improv, and then I got up and they were like, Matt Nathanson, singer songwriter, you know, on whatever, on VH1, and I was like, and I felt like, oh man, you know, I've got a okay pedigree, but like compared to these people, it was mind blowingly fun to just sit and soak in these people's, like, how their creative process works. It was great.
Do you know some of the people who have spoken at these TED conferences?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're insane.
Former President Clinton, Bill Gates. Maybe you've heard of him.
I think he's done a couple things.
Architect Frank Gehry, the founder of Amazon, Paul Simon, Malcolm Gladwell, the guy who wrote To the Tipping Point, you know, that motivational guy, Tony Robbins. These are just some of the people who have spoken at these things, and you also. And what was the topic? How did you approach your conversation?
I was kind of going through a creative, I was going through like a crisis myself, like a creativity crisis, because there's a real, in order for creativity to work, the flow has to be there. And there's sort of a confidence and a letting go that I've never been super good at. You know, like when Tom Petty says, I wrote Free Fallin' in 10 minutes. You know, I'm definitely not the guy that does that ever. Number one, I've never written Free Fallin'. Number two, never in 10 minutes. And so so for me, I was kind of talking about the struggles of what it was like to be creative and to try and continue to sort of evolve in that way. And it was great because everyone else was talking about their process and how it worked. And some people talked about their team's process and how they, you know, the bouncing it off people. And so it was nice to be able to get up there and kind of bring this sort of, well, here's one for you. Mm. You know, creativity for me is a lot like constipation. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I want to flow freely. You know what I mean? And so that was kind of how I approached it. Yeah.
And I would imagine just being a part of that would be nerve-wracking, but also incredibly uplifting and confident building. It's like, oh, I fit in here. This is so cool.
Yeah, it was real fun to be able to talk about things like that that you don't ever get asked questions about. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like in mm-hmm. a real way. To be able to have like the floor for 25 minutes and to be able to kind of show, well, this is how the song started. This is how the song evolved. This is where my brain got involved and started to kick my gut out. And then right. This is where the gut came back. You know, it was neat for me as well. It was a real learning experience for me to be a part of, you know, getting it out and speaking about it. It's, they always say like the teachers learn so much when they teach.
Right.
And that was, and I had a big fat moment of feeling that where I, at the end of that, I was like, wow, that was great.
You fully understood what that means.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we're speaking with Matt Nathanson here on 88.5 KCSN. Matt's in town. He's done one show in the LA area already this week, and he's got another one in Anaheim this evening down at the House of Blues. And now, Matt, you live up in the San Francisco area, is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got one more question for you, and it's not the one you thought I was going to ask a minute ago, but it's it's equally as important. And think about where you are right now. Be thinking carefully before you answer this question. All right. All right. You ready?
I like this. Yeah. Are you kidding?
All right.
That kind of wind up. I am ready.
Okay. Giants or Dodgers?
So here's the joke. I know possibly the least about sports.
All right, the Giants are from San Francisco.
Yeah, I know that. And I thought the Giants were their football.
No, they're baseball.
But there is a Giants football team
in New York. Yeah.
And that was a mistake. And then I will just illustrate to you real quick. Standing on the field, the Giants' home first game of their winning season. They won, I know, because there was riots in the Mission.
This is two seasons ago, 2010 year.
So I was singing the national anthem.
Very nice.
On the field. I turned to the liaison woman and I said, I'm going to probably ask you some pretty stupid questions and I want you to not, is it cool? She goes, there are no stupid questions. I said, just get ready.
So bet.
I'm standing on the field and in front of me are a bunch of guys dressed up in baseball uniforms looking out in the field. And they say, and now the 2011 San Francisco Giants. And out of left field, the door opens, fireworks go off, and these dudes come running out in Giants uniforms. So I turned to her, and I said, oh, the Giants are coming from over there. So these guys are like placeholders for the Giants? So they'll be like Smith or Ramirez. And then the dude in blue will move and be replaced by Ramirez in his jersey. Giants, this is going to look beautiful. And she goes, yeah, no, that's the other team. Those are the Braves.
Okay, well, I love the way that question could have been awkward since you're not a big baseball fan, but actually you turn that into something fun nevertheless.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Well, that's a nice honor, getting to sing the national anthem. First game of the season after they've just won the World Series?
No, it was the World Series winning game season. So it was like the beginning. So I essentially...
Oh, the beginning of the season.
They won because
of
me. I don't want to be too presumptuous, but I'm pretty sure I set the ball in motion.
I was going
to
say
for them to win the pennant.
Whatever a pennant is.
Whatever it is. They got their free throws in.
All right. Well, you sidestepped that just well enough that I think you're safe to stay in our city for one more day.
Please
without
don't run me
nobody's,
out.
Nobody's going to have a problem with that answer. Good one, Matt. Well, Matt Nathanson here on KCSN. Modern Love is the album that came out last June, and Anaheim House of Blues is where you're playing tonight. And we sure do appreciate you stopping by and chatting with us this morning. And we're going to play one more song from the Modern Love album here. It's called Mercy. And we will say goodbye.
Yeah.
And we'll see you again next time. We'll have to get you to bring a guitar and maybe a band or something up here.
That would be a blast. This place is great. I'm moving in. I don't know if you got the email.
There's space for it.
That's
so
great.
So you have no problem. It's $500 a month. And
I'm in. I'm in.
All right. Well, thanks so much. We'll catch you again soon. This is Mercy from Matt Nathanson on KCSN.
Me in, I wanna zero out and be born again. No more false starts and no dead end. Cause I'm in no shape to do what's right. And I see up as down and black as white. It makes me dizzy, I come apart. All this love, love, love in the dark. Mercy, mercy, both hands. I need less drowning, more land. Mercy, mercy, understand. Less drowning, more land. Less drowning. They are firing crowds to watch you move. They tie your hands and demand a salute. All this garden's for snakes and oh, oh, no, 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 no. Hear the click, click, click of the camera flashing in the deafening kicking of the flame bomb blast. But they don't call and it don't last, and you're gone, outshined. Mercy, mercy, both hands. I need less drowning and more land. Mercy, mercy. Watch it all, watch it all.